Lieutenant General Robert L. Eichelberger and his 8th United States Army salute.
Des Moines, Iowa, the industrial capital of the agricultural state.
Hawkeye State in the heart of America, to the greatest farming country in the world, to Iowa. We bring by transcription 6 native sons and an American Red Cross girl, all now serving in the occupation of Japan.
This is your program, Iowa, and all the people waiting here to speak to you are yours. 8,000 miles away, but still yours.
Born and reared in your fertile valleys, swam in your lakes and hunted in your woods. Carried their best girls' books to your schools and married their best girls in your churches. Grew up to build their own homes in healthy Hawkeye towns like Ames, Perry, Mason City, Marshalltown, Cedar Rapids, Iowa Falls, and Des Moines.
This is a neighborly chat with some of your best neighbors, Des Moines. We want them to tell you how they're making out among these strange people of Japan and what sort of work they're doing in the occupation. Two of our guests are members of the famous 1st Cavalry Division. And what's more, we also have the famous 1st Cavalry Band to give our salute an extra snap. Master Sergeant Frank Schaefer is in charge of the band, and Tech Sergeant Roy Ballou waves the baton. Okay, start waving, Sergeant Ballou. We're off with Flatbush Flanagan.
Thank you.
Iowa's not only famous for its farming products and its rich farming land. No, sir. The Hawkeye State is also a great place for big, old-fashioned American families. Now, you take Mrs. Ida Schmidt's family in Mason City, for instance. Six strapping sons have been brought up by Mrs. Schmidt in her Mason City home out on 8th Street. And one of them, T4 Richard D. Schmidt, is standing here right now waiting to say hello to his own family and all his brother's families living in and around Mason City. Say, tell us, Schmidt, what does your mother do when she has a complete family reunion? Hire a hall?
Oh, no, Dave. We have a big table. Something resembles a boarding house table.
And you bring down another leaf from the attic and put it in the table.
Is that
the
about idea? 3 days.
I see. Well, when you and your wife, Thelma, and all your brothers and wives get together, it must be some congregation. Schmidt has two little boys. What did you say you called them, Schmidt?
Butch and Doc. Dave.
Butch and Doc, eh?
Schmidt, it sounds like the Schmidt family used to have some grand feasts at those family reunions. Now, how are you making out over here in Japan for fancy dinners? Have you been invited to any of these Japanese homes yet?
Yes, Mitch, I was invited out to one. They serve a dry rice as a main dish, with all the side dishes being fish. And they serve some type of vegetable that resembles our rice, a taste, and they serve it with a soy sauce. I can't say I'm too crazy for it.
No steaks and pies and other good American dishes, huh?
Oh,
well,
nothing like mother's.
It's nothing like mother's. No, I'm sure of that. It's pretty cold in those Jap houses, though. How do they keep warm while they're eating this stuff, Smitty?
Well, Dave, they have a little pit in the floor that you put your feet in. They have a charcoal pot at the bottom. You throw a quilt over your laps, sit there with all set around with your feet in this pit.
And that's what they get for not having any central heating, huh? Their houses are quite different from ours, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They make small board frames and plaster them on the outside and the inside board.
No wonder it's so cold in there.
Well, Smitty, were you down in the warmer parts of the Pacific before you came up here to Japan?
Yes, I was, Mitch. I was on Luzon in the Philippines for about 3 or 4 months.
What'd you do down there, Schmitty?
I was with the 43rd Division in Ordnance. I hauled ordnance supplies to and from Manila to Cabana to Juan.
Well, our Red Cross girl served in Luzon, too, Schmitty. She's a Bedford girl, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Allen W. Hamlin. Her father's editor of the Bedford Times Press, and she herself used to be a photographer and feature writer for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Her full name is Dora Jane Hamlin, but everybody over here calls her just Dodie. Listen, Dodie, for the last 2 months, we've all been shaken with a cold up here in Japan. How about bringing back some warm memories of those Philippines? Tell us what you did for the Red Cross, will you?
When I was in the Red Cross in the Philippines, Dave, I was in the public relations office. I traveled around throughout most of the Philippine Islands covering Red Cross activities and Red Cross people.
Public relations, that's a real fancy name for newspaper reporter.
Yeah, that's a very fancy name.
Where were you on Luzon? In Manila?
I was in Manila, stationed there, and moved out from there. Got in toward the end of March, and all the commotion was over, except for a few snipers in the walled city.
Dodie, a newspaper girl with a newspaper father. Sounds like you were born with that printer's ink in your blood. Did you study journalism school or college?
Yes, Mitch, I studied journalism at Coe College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and then I was a year at Northwestern University in Evanston.
Well, I bet you had a lot of fun back in those college days.
Well, those were great days.
Where'd you go?
Well, we went, when I was in college, we went most of the time to Playmore or Danceland in Cedar Rapids.
I see a spark of recognition in Brother Schmidt's eyes on that Danceland. What about that, Smitty?
I've attended that dance hall quite often myself. They used to have some kind of crazy tournaments there, I'd call them, maybe. They had a shoe-kicking contest the night I attended it once. Maybe you've...
I won a husband-calling contest one night, Smitty. No shoe-kicking for me.
A husband-calling contest.
You bet.
Well, I insist on a repeat performance. Don't he back off about 4 feet, and let's hear you win a husband.
Well, you better the rest of you guys back off, too. Here I go.
Here we go.
And room!
Boy, what'd you get for that?
I got a rolling pin. And all the Henrys within 5 miles, I might add.
Well, that's well.
Dodie, here in Japan, are you still working as a reporter, or what's your job?
Yes, I'm still a reporter, Mitch. Now I'm trying to cover the new angles of Red Cross service. They aren't particularly new, actually, except that there is an increased emphasis on recreation because the boys have much more leisure time now than they had before. We have, for instance, Red Cross girls in each of the 8th Army Special Services hotels. And our latest angle is a club car, which we hook onto troop trains to entertain the boys on their long ride.
Sounds like great work. We also have a first cavalryman here from Ames, and I want to bring him in the show right now. He comes from a big Iowan family just like yours, Schmitty. In fact, his mother, Mrs. Nellie Butler, spanked and brought up 5 sons and 2 daughters, and they're all married, and they all have families of their own in and around the Des Moines area.
Morris Butler, come on over here and tell us something about your days back in Iowa. I understand you did a lot of fishing back there in the Des Moines River. Is that right?
Yes, I did considerable fishing in the Des Moines River and the rivers surrounding Des Moines there.
Well, let's have a good fishing story. What was your biggest catch?
Well, the largest fish I caught was around 5 pounds, I'd say.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good. Well, where'd you work in Ames when you weren't on these fishing trips?
Worked for the Ames Daily Tribune.
I see. Well, did you ever meet up with Doty there in any of your printing offices?
No, I never run on to her. She was telling me about the Cedar Rapids Gazette, but I don't believe I ever heard of it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, young man. They read names, don't they?
Just the Ames paper.
Oh, I see.
Lee tells us he's hoping to go back to the old job with the Milwaukee Railroad. Have you got any special post-war plans up your sleeve?
Well, first thing when I get home, my wife and I and little girls want to take a vacation. And then I have two things in mind. I can either go back in the newspaper business or I'd kind of like to go in business for myself in the restaurant business.
Well, Mari, we wish you that you and Smitty both the best of luck in whatever post-war ventures you undertake. And we want to do a little more than that. This month, Morris and his wife, Geraldine, are observing their 9th wedding anniversary, as well as the 8th birthday of their little girl, Donna Lou. So especially for Geraldine and Donna Lou Butler at 1223 14th Street in Des Moines, the First Cab Band wants to play Goodnight Wherever You Are. And Sergeant Larry Kegler is going to put the dedication into words.
Good night, wherever you are. May your dreams be pleasant dreams wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the angels will watch over you. Good night, wherever you are. I'll be with you there, no matter how near I fall. All right.